正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 B 项，并在试卷上将其标出。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
What's your name, please?
John Ling.
What's the purpose of your visit?
I'm a student. I will be attending an English learning program at the University of Chicago.
Hello, this is Peter Smith. I'm not in at the moment. Please leave your message on the answering machine. Thank you.
Hi, Peter. This is Mary here. How about having lunch sometime next week? Call me back. Thanks.
How do you spend your income?
About 30% for shelter, 30% for clothing, 40% for food, and 20% for entertainment.
But that adds up to 120%.
That's right. This painting reminds me of something.
Let me see. Something to do with the colors.
Oh, I know. Our trip to Mexico.
Right. All those bright colors at the festival.
Excuse me, sir. I'm collecting for international aid. Could you spare some money?
What's international aid?
It's an organization to help starving children in Africa.
Okay, I'll see what I've got.
Thank you very much.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白，读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在， 你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
What did you do during the earthquake, James?
Stayed in bed.
What do you mean? Didn't you try to get outside?
No, I'd got terrible flu, so I just stayed in bed.
So what happened?
Well, I must have slept through the earthquake, although nobody believes me. They said it was noisy. Then I woke up at 4 in the morning, still feeling terrible with the flu. Eyes running, nose running.You know how you feel when you've got the flu.
What did you do during the earthquake, James?
Stayed in bed.
What do you mean? Didn't you try to get outside?
No, I'd got terrible flu, so I just stayed in bed.
So what happened?
Well, I must have slept through the earthquake, although nobody believes me. They said it was noisy. Then I woke up at 4 in the morning.Still feeling terrible with the flu. Eyes running, nose running. You know how you feel when you've got the flu.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Do you know why I love Sundays, Mom?
Sure, Johnny. You don't go to school today.
That's true, but I don't go to school on Saturdays either.
Then don't tell me there are sports on TV all day.
You're so right. No one knows me better, Mom.
Oh, come on. Don't even think about it. You've promised to clean your room today.
I will. All I need is only 30 minutes, just to know who will win the basketball game. Please.
All right, but not before you finish the cleaning.
Do you know why I love Sundays, Mom?
Sure, Johnny. You don't go to school today.
That's true, but I don't go to school on Saturdays either.
Then don't tell me there are sports on TV all day.
You're so right. No one knows me better, Mom.
Oh, come on. Don't even think about it. You've promised to clean your room today.
I will. All I need is only 30 minutes, just to know who will win the basketball game. Please.
All right, but not before you finish the cleaning.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
In our studio this morning, we have author David Hawkins. He believes that the next 10 years will be a time of rapid progress. Mr. Hawkins, is that right?
Yes, that's right. In fact, I think we'll see some pretty amazing changes in the next 10 years in just about every area of life.
Can you give us some examples?
Yes. Healthcare will improve. In fact,Scientists may finally find a cure for cancer and AIDS in the next 10 years. One thing is certain. Everyone will be living much longer.
That's good news. But does it mean we'll have to work longer?
Oh, no. We'll have much more free time. By the year 2015, we'll be working just 30 hours a week on average, and we'll have 15 weeks holiday. Air travel will be cheaper.And faraway destinations will be more popular.
In our studio this morning, we have author David Hawkins. He believes that the next 10 years will be a time of rapid progress. Mr. Hawkins, is that right?
Yes, that's right. In fact, I think we'll see some pretty amazing changes in the next 10 years in just about every area of life.
Can you give us some examples?
Yes. Healthcare will improve. In fact, scientists may finally find a cure for cancer and AIDS in the next 10 years. One thing is certain. Everyone will be living much longer.
That's good news. But does it mean we'll have to work longer?
Oh, no. We'll have much more free time. By the year 2015, we'll be working just 30 hours a week on average, and we'll have 15 weeks holiday. Air travel will be cheaper, and faraway destinations will be more popular.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十六四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Taxi?
Where to?
Well, I'm going to the National Museum of Art.
Sure, get in.
Do you know what time the museum closes?
Well, I would guess around 6 o'clock.
Thanks.
This is your first time to the city, right?
Yeah, how did you know?
Well, you can tell tourists from a mile away in this city, because they walk down the street and they look around curiously.
Was it that obvious?
Well...
Oh, before I forget, can you recommend any good restaurants downtown that offer meals at a reasonable price?
Well, Shanghai restaurant is wonderful.
Oh?
It's not as inexpensive as other places I know, but the food is delicious.
Sounds great. How do I get there from the museum?
Well, buses are always crowded by then, but you can catch the underground right outside the museum.There are taxis too, but they don't pass by the museum that often.
Okay, thanks. Hey, taxi!
Where to?
Well, I'm going to the National Museum of Art.
Sure, get in.
Do you know what time the museum closes?
Well, I would guess around 6 o'clock.
Thanks.
This is your first time to the city, right?
Yeah, how did you know?
Well...You can tell tourists from a mile away in this city, because they walk down the street and they look around curiously.
Was it that obvious?
Well...
Oh, before I forget, can you recommend any good restaurants downtown that offer meals at a reasonable price?
Well, Shanghai restaurant is wonderful.
Oh?
It's not as inexpensive as other places I know.But the food is delicious.
Sounds great. How do I get there from the museum?
Well, buses are always crowded by then, but you can catch the underground right outside the museum. There are taxis too, but they don't pass by the museum that often.
Okay, thanks.
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Good morning. This is Helen Green with this edition of Morning Hours on the Air. Now, if you've got nothing to do today, why not go to the east part of the city and get digging? That's the message from Number 1 Senior High School, which is organizing a tree planting event near East Mountain. Number 1 Senior High School is a member of an environmental group of the city. In order to improve the environmental education of its students and get more people organized, the school is planning to plant a total of 1,400 trees paid by the government over the next few days. They are hoping to plant half of them today, and they are looking for volunteers to come along and help. No experience is necessary, as there will be experts to give directions and equipment will be provided. But if you have any tree planting tools, please do bring them along in case a lot of people come and want to start digging at the same time. Everyone is welcome to come along anytime between 10 and 4 o'clock. Because you will be working in the mountains, I don't think you need my advice about what sort of shoes or clothes you have to wear. And of course, gloves will be essential to protect your hands if you are actually doing the digging. So it could be a really nice day out for all the families. Enjoy your day. Good morning. This is Helen Green with this edition of Morning Hours on the Air. Now, if you've got nothing to do today, why not go to the east part of the city and get digging? That's the message from Number 1 Senior High School, which is organizing a tree planting event near East Mountain. Number 1 Senior High School is a member of an environmental group of the city. In order to improve the environmental education of its students and get more people organized, the school is planning to plant a total of 1,400 trees paid by the government over the next few days. They are hoping to plant half of them today, and they are looking for volunteers to come along and help. No experience is necessary, as there will be experts to give directions and equipment will be provided. But if you have any tree planting tools, please do bring them along in case a lot of people come and want to start digging at the same time. Everyone is welcome to come along anytime between 10 and 4 o'clock. Because you will be working in the mountains, I don't think you need my advice about what sort of shoes or clothes you have to wear. And of course, gloves will be essential to protect your hands if you are actually doing the digging. So it could be a really nice day out for all the families. Enjoy your day.
第二节到此结束。现在，你有两分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。